On July 9th, the village of Belin, located just north of Ramallah in the West Bank of occupied Palestine, filed a lawsuit at the Quebec Superior Court against two Canadian companies. The rural village of around 1,700 inhabitants claims that Green Park and Green Mount, both companies which are registered in Montreal, are breaking international and Canadian law by financing and building Israeli settlements on the village's land. Israeli settlements are illegal under international law, as the Geneva Convention prohibits an occupying power from transferring civilian members of their population onto territories which they are occupying. As a result of the illegal settlements being built on Belin's land, Israel has built its famous apartheid wall right through the olive groves of the village, hence separating them from one of their main sources of agricultural revenue. Every Friday for the last 3 years, villagers of Belin, along with international and Israeli activists, have been holding demonstrations against the wall. Last week's lawsuit against Green Park and Green Mount is the newest step in this village's courageous resistance to Israeli apartheid. We spoke on the phone with Abdullah Abu Rame, the coordinator of the Popular Committee Against the Wall in Belin. He told us about the goals of the Green Park Green Mount lawsuit and the impact that Israeli settlements such as Modin Elite have had on the Palestinian residents of Belin.
First of all, this company is Green Park and Green Mount that began building before 3 years a settlement that named Mitatyahu East in our land. And this settlement is illegal settlement because it's by the international law, it's, you know about all of the settlements is illegal settlement. And the second illegal because they coming and began building without permission from the Israeli government, and they confiscated our land to build homes and to give it to the settlers or the Israeli's people, and to destroy our life. For this, we go to the Israeli court, and you know the Israeli court is under the occupation. And they don't give us our rights, and it's not just with their decision. For this, we before 2 days, we go to the Canadian courts with our lawyer, Mark, until we want to follow these companies because they do illegal things in our village, in our land. This settlement destroy all of our economic resources, because they uprooted all of the trees and destroyed the land that we're depending in our farms on it. For this, we want to follow these companies in the courts, in Canadian courts.
Can you tell us what the settlement of Modin Elite looks like? Like, how many people live there? You know, how big is it? What does it look like?
About Modin Elite, it's a big settlement. But it's not only on Belin land. Modin Elite is on Lean and Kharbata village, Belkadis village, and Belin village, and Safa village. But we spoke about part of Modin Elite. It's Mitatyahu East. Mitatyahu East is all of it in Belin land. And I want to speak about that. This company that building, especially in Mitatyahu East, in Belin. It's building in many places, not only in Belin, and other places in Modin Elite, and other places in Jayus, in Arhoma. For this, we took these companies that working in our land. This Green Park and Green Mount working in many settlements in Israel. For this, as Palestinian from Belin, and about our action, about our demonstration before 4 years, we follow everything, and we're trying to stop everyone who support the settlement. Before Green Park and Green Mount, we follow Liv Levice, a Jewish billionaire. His support and give money for the settlers to build settlement in Mitatyahu East and in Zofim in Jayus and in another places. We follow them by the media. He's want to open stores for demons in Dubai, and we succeed to stop him because he support the settlement, and we succeed to stop with the, we spoke with UNICEF that he gave money, Liv Levice gave money to UNICEF, and we succeed to stop this money because he's supporting and celebrating and supporting the settlement. We want to follow everyone who supports settlers and building settlement in Palestine, especially in our village, until stop this supporting and destroy the settlement that destroyed the Palestinian life and life and destroying the Palestinian land.
As you mentioned, you know, the struggle against the apartheid wall in Bilin, it's been going on for many years now, just over 3 years, in fact. Can you tell us about some of the creative methods, you know, besides lawsuits that have been used by Bilin? What other kinds of creative actions have you done to resist the wall and the settlements?
About the settlements, from the beginning, we made many actions. We built a small room near the settlement in our land, and we connect between this room and the building in the settlement, around 500 apartment building in the settlement. And we told our lawyer, when they want to come to destroy our small room, we told them to must destroy 500 apartments. After that, we succeed to stop building there, and stopping working in this settlement 3 years and not allowed to any people to live in this settlement. After that, we succeed to make many action. When the settlers come to put new caravans and new building there, we go there with ourselves, with our bodies, and trying with the non-violence method to stop them. And many times we go there, we're making many action. We planted the land, we blow the land, we go there to tell the world or the settlement, this is our land and we want to work in it. About the wall, from the beginning, now in the fourth year, we make many action. We know about the wall, they told the media this wall for security reasons, but in fact for confiscated the land. For this, we gave many action about the ethics of this wall. They destroy our land, and this we told this is not for security reasons, for confiscated land, because we know they want to pull all of our land, around 2,300 dunams there behind the wall. They want to pull it by the settlement and to destroy our land. For this, sometimes we tried ourselves in the olive trees when they are coming to uproot it. Sometimes we put ourselves in barrels or in boxes, and trying to stop the bulldozers that working in our land. We use many types, many methods to stop them, to stop working in our land. And we follow everything by the Israeli court until 4th of September. The Israeli Supreme Court, the Israeli High Court, gave a decision to remove the wall. And fortunately, now we are 6 months. Nothing changed. Everything's in the same place. Nothing. No justice in the Israeli courts or with the Israeli government. For this, we continue our struggle and want to go to Canadian courts. Maybe they help us. Maybe we have justice outside Israel in the Canadian courts.
What are your hopes for this lawsuit in Canada? And what would be your message to the Canadian people about this lawsuit that you filed against Green Park?
We want to tell the Canadian people to be with us, to make a struggle against the occupation, against who's helped the occupation, this companies. And we want to tell the another companies, please don't work with the occupation. Please, the occupation destroyed the life for a human being. We need to live together. We have with us international and Israelis from peace movement. We are not against Jewish. We are not against Israelis. We are not against anyone. We are against the occupation. We need to live together with Jewish in one country. For this, every people in the world, in Canadian or in other countries, must stop to beside us and support us and solidarize with us to achieve our goals. We are. We want to be with peace, to live a life with peace for our children, for our future. For this, please, Canadian people, we know about Canada, good people there, many people coming to celebrate with us And yesterday we have many people call me from Canada about the situation, about follow the court, and all of them celebrate with us, with me, and follow everything about this things going on in Palestine. For this, we want to force all of the companies to stop working with Israel and to tell the Green Park and Green Mount to stop building settlements and to go to the court until we have the justice and destroy this settlement that building in our land.
Next, we spoke with Mark Arnold on the phone from Toronto. Arnold is the lawyer who is representing the village of Baleen in Canada. He explained some of the details surrounding Canadian and international law as they relate to Green Park and Greenmount's activities in the occupied West Bank of Palestine.
Could you just explain a little bit the content of this lawsuit for our listeners?
Right. Of course, acting for the village of Baleen, it is their claim that upon their lands, which is located on the West Bank, occupied Palestinian territories, two Canadian companies, one called Green Park International Incorporated, the other called Green Mount International Incorporated, are illegally building apartment buildings and condominium buildings, essentially at the behest of the State of Israel, for the purpose of providing housing accommodation to the population of Israel and replacing the population of Baleen from their land.
Okay, and as I understand it, this lawsuit, it's basically looking at international law, but also Canadian law. So maybe if you could just talk about some of the different laws that we're looking at and how those might apply to the case.
Yes, the laws all simply boil down to one point, and that is that in a document called the Fourth Geneva Convention, which is a 1949 international law, it was determined that an occupying power, a power that occupies land as a result of war, is prohibited from transferring its population onto the land transporting the indigenous population away from that land. That's what international law says. Canadian law, specifically the Geneva Conventions Act and the War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanities Act, both of which are Canadian law, have brought into the laws of Canada that precise principle.
Has a lawsuit like this ever been tried before in Canada?
Not to my knowledge. This is an unprecedented case in Canadian jurisprudence.
Do you think there's a good chance that the Quebec court will hear it?
I'm not about to speculate as to what any court might do. I've been in the practice of civil litigation for many years. I'm a specialist in this area, and one can never predict what a court might do. I can say that my client is optimistic, and so am I.
Okay. And finally, what kind of a precedent do you think that this could set? I mean, if it was in fact decided in favor of the villagers of Baleen.
Yes, well, the point of it is this. The Canadian law basically says that if you do that wrong in a foreign country, Canadian law can reach you there. And so the precedent would be, if we were successful, to basically prohibit other Canadians, both individuals and companies, from violating international law and Canadian law, both in Canada and abroad. So that's the precedent that it would have.
And then what would be the legal process if this suit was won here in the Quebec court? What would be the process after that in terms of applying that to what's happening in Israel and Palestine?
Right. The Canadian court order, or we would call it a judgment, would only have application in Quebec and in Canada. What would happen is we would have to take that Canadian court order to the Israeli court and would simply say to that court, you don't need to look behind the order. In other words, you don't need to have another hearing on the issue. We would simply say to the Israeli court, recognize the Canadian court order and apply it in Israel. That, by the way, is also unprecedented under Israeli law.
Throughout the world, Palestinians are marking 2008 as the 60th anniversary of the Nakba, the Arabic word for catastrophe, when 3/4 of the Palestinian population were forced to flee their homes in 1948 with the creation of the State of Israel. We had a chance to speak again with Abdullah Abu Rame in Berlin during one of their Friday demonstrations. The sounds you will hear in the background are rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas canisters fired by the Israeli army, as Abdullah spoke with us about the significance of the Nakba and the struggle against the apartheid wall.
You see, this is the second, another Nakba for us, for when they built the wall, the settlement. Hello. Hello. Hi, Adar. Hi. For us, about the checkpoints, wall, settlement, the people in the jail, what's going on to destroy our life. What, it's what we call a second Nakba for us in all Palestine. And what's going in Gaza every day, many people, children, women, old men is killed in Gaza.
How many people have people been injured or been put in jail here in Berlin?
From the beginning until now, 1,000 youngs injured from the beginning. Some of the youngs, they injured 10 or 20 times in this action. Around 60% from the village arrested from the beginning until now.
Wow, 1,000 young people from Berlin.
Injured.
Wow, injured. Okay.
It's not all of them from Berlin, but I told some of, yani, like me, 10, like Muhammad 20, like I 10 times. Because all of them, the number of people, 1,700, and not all of them coming, because we have children, we have, but we told about some of the people injured 10 times.
Okay.
And about arrested people, around 60 persons arrested, yes.
Okay. Is anyone still in jail?
Until now, thanks for God, all of them free and all of them in their homes.
This report was produced for CKUT Radio by Aaron Lakoff and Meg Leotold. For more information about Berlin's lawsuit and other campaigns against Israeli apartheid, visit the Tadalman Montreal website at tadalman.resist.ca.